Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center, and I'm here today with Priscilla Weigel.
Hello.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hi.
And Dia Anderson. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here. We thought we'd get together today and talk a little bit about something that is a recurring theme in childcare settings, primarily in center-based care, things that sometimes can make life kind of challenging for a child and for a teacher or provider and for families, transitioning from either one classroom group to the next or transitioning from the center-based care setting to possibly kindergarten, a new school, maybe leaving the center to go to being at home full-time, I don't know. But how do we prepare children for those big transitions without causing more stress than necessary? Because I think sometimes what we're doing is causing the child to be more stressed out than they really need to be, because it should be kind of an easy flow from one place to the next.
Right, right. Which means, on our part, that we have to be very planful about how that transition is going to take place. I think one of the first things is if they're transitioning to a different room, it's very important, of course, first of all, to let the parents know and get their feedback about their thoughts about that transition. And then to meet, have the two teachers that work with those children meet and talk about the needs of the child and what are some things that that child likes, dislikes, what are some specific things that they can do to make that transition a little bit easier.
Definitely. And I think that that communication piece is so critical, and including the parents in on that too as well, letting them share maybe some things that the child has said at home or coming to and from childcare that says, boy, I wonder if they're really thinking about that this is happening. Because kids get attached to their teachers.
Exactly. I was just thinking that same thing, is that really when we're talking about, you know, the loss of an attachment person,
of a
you know, beloved caregiver. And so we really need to think about the child's readiness for that and just what we need to do to make that as smooth as possible.
Right. It's setting them up for success. And one thing, too, I think, reading stories a lot about those changes and things changing and just making new friends, all the things that you can kind of plan ahead, as you said, being planful about it, thinking about what that child's going to experience as they make that transition.
Right. And I know most centers will have a time period where the child will go visit in the other classroom and get to know that setting and what that environment looks like and the staff in that classroom. Even before that, I think a really great idea is to have the staff, if at all possible, to have them come into the child's current room.
That's a really good point.
So that they can get used to that face. And so those people are familiar when they enter into that new classroom, so not everything is new all at once, because that can be really overwhelming for any child.
And that's a really, that's a unique perspective, Dia. I think that, that'll be helpful to our listeners to think about doing that. And the other byproduct of that is that new teacher, the new person that's going to be providing care, also sees that child in their really comfortable state and can kind of look beyond the possible honeymoon period or that unknown of how it's going to be when they first start, what will it look like when they're in my group. That they'll see that child playing, interacting confidently, comfortably, so they'll kind of see that whole child picture.
Right, definitely. They'll get a picture of what that child looks like before the change takes place, so that they've already got an idea of what that child is like when they're comfortable and feeling safe and secure.
Right. And I think what we forget also is when a child makes a transition from a younger group to an older group, that's a big jump, and oftentimes the expectations jump, and that we forget to have that allowance of, you have to be gradual and get used to things,
right.
And especially young children. And I was just talking to someone yesterday about it, and they were saying, well, now he's not in the infant room anymore, he's in the toddler room. And in the toddler room, this is what they do. They change diapers at this time every day, they all sit for snack, you have to feed yourself, boom, 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 and that's the expectation. And you think, well, yeah, but yesterday he was not doing that. So how can he magically today do all those things? We have to allow him some time to just get used to being there. There's going to be more tears. There might be. There might not be. It depends on the child's temperament, their adaptability, but...
Exactly. You need to give them some time to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all know that when we move into something that's new, we all take some adjustment time,
mm-hmm.
just to get used to get our wits about us and be able to function, you know, at our optimal level.
Right, right. And parents have an adjustment because they may be really attached to that first teacher, that teacher that the child has had for how many months, and now they're thinking, I don't really know that other person. I see them maybe passing each day, but I've never really spent time with them, so I don't feel connected to them, and they have that apprehensive kind of standing back a little bit, maybe being more hesitant, so that child care provider, that staff person has to really work to make that connection with that family, even though they may have been in the center for months, maybe a few years, but they still have to build that individual relationship with that. They can't just kind of slide in on the coattails of that other teacher and that connection.
Definitely, and that makes me think too, Priscilla, just about the fact that when there are going to be a lot of changes like that, that it's important that the parents know what those changes and expectations are going to be,
right, right.
So that they're not blown away. And that way they can talk about it at home, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to be going into so-and-so's room, and you're going to eat snack like this. And a great idea is, if at all possible, to make photo books.
Yeah, that's true.
To be able to send home with families.
Mm-hmm.
And they, once they're finished, they can give it back, but that allows the child and the parents just to be more prepared.
Right, right. And that's to keep those on hand. And,
yes.
You know, you don't have to keep redoing them, but just
right.
make one and have it something that the family can check out. This is how things go. The other thing that I was thinking, and I maybe lost my train of thought, but the phrases that we tend to use, I think sometimes add to the anxiety. You're going to be a big boy now because you're going into the big boy class, and you don't have to do this anymore because the big boys don't do that. Or can you show him how big boys and big girls, and I mean, so this child who maybe isn't feeling like they're really big and they're ready, now we're putting that burden on their shoulders that they're supposed to act a certain way. And,
right.
and to really be very intentional with children making a transition to say, yeah, this is all new. It's kind of hard to remember what happens every day in
mm-hmm.
our class. But you know what? I'm going to help remind you every day. And if you forget, you can just ask me. And so you're that new anchor. And right away showing them that you're a good anchor of security for that child.
Right. And that makes me think, too, just of the emotional literacy. It's a great opportunity to start building that into the child's repertoire, is naming those emotion words,
mm-hmm.
scary,
mm-hmm.
anxious, nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to talk about those things and identify that, because children are born knowing names for their feelings,
mm-hmm.
and yet they're having those feelings.
Right, right. That's
great
big
point.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, that's, I think, you know, what we're going to talk about is based on that transition, and maybe in our next podcast we'll talk a little bit about the transition from childcare or preschool to elementary school, kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
Thank you both. We look forward to that.
That's all for now.